Of course, these categories are not mutually exclusive. A subject may pray or contemplate nature while depressed. Some cultures use sensory and mental stimulation through drumming, singing, and dancing in shamanic trance states or the ingestion of psychedelics, entheogens. But not surprisingly, these were rarely reported in the British accounts sent to Hardy. He also noted a marked absence of superstition, wishful thinking, and contradictory theological theories in the accounts he received. Many respondents experienced a sense of a numinous or transcendent presence. A few felt horror, guilt, or remorse. Some lost their fear of death as a result of their experience. Generally, the researchers found, people experience the abstract power in a wide variety of ways. Some may describe their feelings in terms of trust, awe, joy, or bliss. Exceptionally, they may reach the heights of ecstasy. Others may have sensory impressions, see lights, hear voices, or have the feeling of being touched. RSMEs often brought a sense of purpose or new meaning to life and positive changes in attitudes, which we look at in more detail in Chapter 8. Mother Teresa. I know God will not give me anything I can't handle. I just wish that he didn't trust me so much. Mother Teresa on her work with the destitute. When the Albanian girl Agnes Bojadziu, 1910-97, took up the religious life, she named herself after Carmelite mystic Thérèse of Lisieux, the mystic of the ordinary. She explained that she would not presume to name herself after the big Teresa, the great Carmelite mystic called Teresa of Avila. This newly named Teresa served happily in a teaching order in India in the mid-20th century. But after four mystical experiences in 1946 and 1947, she went out onto the streets of one of the world's poorest cities and founded her own order, the India-based Missionaries of Charity, dedicated to serving the poorest of the poor. She was joined by some of her former students. One of their earliest projects was to collect destitute people who had been turned out of hospitals and take them to their newly founded home for the dying. She wanted these unfortunate people to be able to die within sight of a loving face, even if they could not be saved.